Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
To be champion? Shindig is on and submissions are open. 16 artists compete, but only one can be crowned winner. Worthy of prizes from Music Waste, Fanta Records, and more. Throw your hat in the ring today and apply at CITR.ca.
Only 12 guys to go!
You're the king, I tell you! The king!
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Power. Yo, yo, this is the boy, Jacuzzi LaFleur. You here with Crimes and Treasons Radio. Jazz Cartier, y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby, let's get it.
Hey. What up, this is Machine Gun Kelly, and right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, yo, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Gibbs.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blowfly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John. And you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy,
Sahada
Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking. I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers, they putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons, that's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to season 3, maybe? Okay, I'll say season 2 because it's my second semester hosting training time, and I'm super excited because our first training this semester, it was fully booked, so I was so excited because last year, I think one person came to my training. But sadly, two people weren't able to make it, but we have a lot of people here in the studio. It's their first time in the studio on air, so let's give them a warm welcome. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'll go first. I'm Owen, hoping to start a radio show with my friend Nolzy here.
Yes, I am Nolan. Yeah, we're just stoked to be on airwaves frequencies entering people's brains.
Yeah, no, that's always an exciting thing. I love being on air because it's just something about being on air. You just feel like everyone's hearing you And so just talking on air is always a fun experience. And do you guys have any concerns or any sort of like worries that you guys might have being on air?
Yeah, what if I had like a really bad voice crack or something?
That is totally fine. You know what? Sometimes I would do my show without having lunch. And the thing is that the speakers will catch that rumbling going on in your stomach. And I've had that a couple times. So maybe try and fill up your stomach before you start doing your show. So today we're just going to be having a casual conversation during training time. And like I always do, I have a fun segment that I always prepare for my guests. So we'll finish that off and go on with our day. I think the one thing that I want to ask people is, how was your summer? Because I feel like the first 3 to 4 weeks of school is really hectic. And I think right now is a time where you kind of get used to it. So do you guys want to give any quick mentions of what you did during the summer?
Yeah, I had a lovely summer. I was spending time in France with my family, did some bike packing. I got rained on. It was a good experience though. And yeah, just exploring and just general summer things, nothing too exceptional.
Yeah, and I went and lived with my friend in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I worked as a chef in a kitchen there.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know, went to some museums, did a little bit of skating. Yeah, it was a really good time.
Are you guys a fan of, going on planes?
I would say no. When I was a kid, it was very exciting. But now I have long limbs that get sore.
Oh, I see.
So
yeah, no, that's so,
it's hard being tall, you know.
That's the one problem, being tall. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind planes. Like, I feel like, I don't know. It's a good time to, like, read a book or listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, movies, too.
Oh,
catch
yeah.
Catch up on some movies. Yeah.
Like, 3 movies in a row that you would never watch otherwise.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, no, speaking of movies, I went to Toronto during the summer, and one of my friends, well, I guess if we go back, the Sunday that I was there was cinema day, so the tickets for a movie was $4, and so we just had to go see a movie, and my friend booked 2 movies back-to-back in the theater, and I never saw someone do that, just finish a movie on one room and then go to the next room and see another movie. Have you guys ever done that before?
No, I can't say that I have.
Yeah, that's I've never seen anyone do that, but apparently a lot of people do. Finish Mission Impossible in the other room and then go watch The Nun. It's
yeah.
It's a really weird experience.
I need to do it sometime.
Yeah, but I guess it's kind of fun, cuz watching a movie in the theater is a different experience.
Yeah,
truly.
If I had $4 tickets, I would definitely consider.
Yeah, no, we had to go. I never thought that I would go watch a movie during vacation, but if it's $4, you can't miss that deal.
That's true.
But yeah, so I went to Toronto, and I don't know if you guys ever been there. Have you guys been to Toronto before?
Yeah, I've been through the airport a few times, driving around.
So I went to Canada's Wonderland. Are you guys a fan of like amusement parks and like roller coasters?
Yeah, I would say so.
You guys should all go to Toronto because Canada's Wonderland has the most insane roller coasters. It's so fun. The highest one I think it's the first or second highest one, is located in Canada's Wonderland in Toronto, and it's about 309 feet, I think. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah, so if you guys ever have a chance to go to Toronto, go to Canada's Wonderland. It's such a cool, fun experience. Cool.
How much is it to go to this one?
When we went, it was around $50, I think, per person.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But if you have someone that has like a seasonal pass, you just go like, yo, man, hook me up. And they'll give you like a $5 or $10 discount.
There we go.
But that's good. What I won't recommend is don't buy food there. Don't. Yeah. Then I wouldn't recommend eating food, because if you eat...
I was gonna
go on a roller coaster.
400 feet of roller coaster.
Yeah, that's no fun.
And a very bad hot dog later.
Yeah, yeah. No, eat the food after you go on the show or the roller coaster. That's what we did. We would go on rides for like 3 hours and then go eat lunch and go home.
Smart.
Very smart.
And then the movie doubleheader.
Yeah. 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 Go and see a movie.
It was a big day.
Big day. No, the biggest day when I was in Toronto was when we went to the Toronto Zoo. No kidding. We walked for 5 hours straight. And I think it was like 45,000 steps in one day. And after that, we came home and we left to like some sort of venue to go watch a show. It was a crazy day. But that's so fun.
That sounds awesome.
It was fun, yeah. I guess we have 15 minutes left. So before we end the show, because 15 minutes basically means we have like 10, around 10, I like to do a very fun segment. And hopefully, if you guys want, we can all participate. You guys don't need to like speak through the mic, but it's a very fun thing to do because it gets you thinking quick. So this segment is basically a would you rather. But all these would you rathers are created by me. And I create one every single time I have a guest on. So they're quite fun. They're different from the ones you would search up, because the ones you would search up are just, you know, normal. Mm. They're just not that fun. But if you make your own, it's relatable. And sometimes it gets very exotic. Okay. But yeah, you guys ready?
Yes, 100%.
I have a couple. I have like 15 or 20. All right, here we go. The first one is be in a full season of your favorite show or have dinner one-on-one with five of your favorite celebrities.
Like, is it dinner? Are they all there at the same time?
No, they don't need to be. If you want, you could all have them in one group, or you could have them just one-on-one.
No, I think I want like five separate candlelit dinners.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
More dinners.
Yeah.
More dinner.
Yeah, true.
Food more is value. Expensive.
Yeah.
No, I would go for the show, honestly.
Season?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah. Because you could always network during the show. Oh, and exactly. Have dinner after the show.
Yeah.
Right?
There we go.
All right, the next one. Be able to knit anything within 10 minutes or have the ability to heal a third degree burn completely in 1 hour.
Okay.
I feel like I would have to go for the knitting because I'd use that a lot more. Like, I really hope that I'm not around people who are getting third degree burns like all the time that I have
cool,
to heal.
Cool. Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
But. And then I could just have, like, an insane clothing company, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, you're right.
I think I would go for the third-degree burns.
Really?
You could make some, like, crazy music videos or something.
Yeah, you could.
Be an incredible
it's a superpower.
Firefighter.
Yeah, it's a superpower.
It's really, yeah.
And,
all right. The next one is never have the craving of coffee again. Or never have the craving of any type of pastry.
I don't really crave pastries that much.
What?
I like an apple fritter, but other than that.
Just had his mind blown. By
no, this was an easy one for me because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Good.
I'm so more of a tea person.
Same
person.
Here.
Yeah, no, coffee, same. Yeah.
If it would have said tea, I would have been like, oh, no, I can't.
Maybe that would be a better option. But I feel like coffee is just... like a lot more people drink
true.
Coffee. All right. Master the skill of a yo-yo or jump rope.
I don't know. There's some really sick yo-yo tricks
I know.
Out there.
Yeah.
Like the around the world mm-hmm. one. People like throw it up and yep. then catch it. Yeah. I don't know. But like, what else could you do with a jump rope? Like,
yeah, oh, apart from just go really
no,
fast.
No, you guys have got to go see like the jump rope competitions. It's insane.
Really?
It's so cool. But I would choose the yo-yo.
Yeah. You just pull that out.
Yeah.
I feel like yo-yo has a kind of unparalleled swag factor.
Yeah.
Like,
cuz you know, if you jump it, like no matter how but like a yo-yo you can go like
yeah,
you know?
Full body.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a terrible explanation for those of you who are listening. But if you were here, you would understand
yeah.
what gestures I made. But yeah. So sorry, yo-yo, you said?
Oh yeah.
Yo-yo.
Yeah, yo-yo.
Yeah. What about you, Dongwoo?
Probably go with the yo-yos.
Yo-yo.
You know, like it's, yeah.
Would you choose the yo-yo. Yo-yos? Yo-yo.
I agree
yeah.
with the swag factor.
Yeah, swag factor.
It's all about the swag factor.
Yeah. All right. Be a taste tester for Baskin Robbins or Krispy Kreme?
Mm.
So it's either donuts or ice cream,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the fundamental question we're asking here. Yeah.
Mm. I think I like donuts better, to be honest.
I'd go for donuts too.
Yeah, it's tough though.
Oh, I'm gonna say ice cream. I like a good ice cream.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I haven't really been to Baskin Robbins. But in like in California I went to like an ice cream place that had like pear blue cheese ice cream.
Ooh.
It was really good though. It seems bad, but you gotta experiment a little.
No, you don't know until you try it. Exactly. Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I forgot the place. I forgot the name of the place, but I think it's not in Vancouver, but it's around here somewhere. It's around here somewhere. But it's basically, I think it's a gelato place. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but there's like a couple hundred flavors. It's so cool. You guys should all go. If you just type in like a couple hundred flavor ice cream gelato place, exactly like that.
Okay.
It should come out.
I'm trusting you.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I want some gelato now.
To be honest though, it's more fun looking at all the flavors than trying it. Because you only get to pick one or two.
Wait, you're not that guy who like gets every single sample?
You no. Stand in front of the camera.
I can't. Yeah. You know, after those two samples, you go for that third one.
Gelato store feel the stare, man. You feel the stare. This one simple trick.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Be able to shoot out fresh concrete out of your wrist or Carolina Reaper powder.
What?
All right, one more time.
No. Like, I understand. I'm just like, that's
one more time. Shoot out. Just think of it as a Spider-Man, but it's like concrete Spider-Man or Carolina Reaper powder Spider-Man.
Both of them are like crazy.
The concrete, basically the ones you see during construction, like around here. So just like gray. It hasn't dried. It's fresh. Okay. But here's the thing, though. Concrete is still hard, even though it's like, you know, mushy, right? So if you get it on you, I think it could still give you a minor or maybe a full concussion, like if you shoot it out.
Interesting.
So if you, think of it this way.
Yeah.
Self-defense. Let's look at it that way. Self-defense.
You'd be quite powerful in both situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carolina Reaper powder.
Okay.
It's not like hot sauce. It's just powder.
Carolina. Hold on a second. Do you guys know what Carolina Reaper is?
Yeah, it's like a spicy.
Yeah. It's at a different level of like jalapenos. Yeah. It's insane.
It's a million times.
I thought this was going to be an easy question. I'd probably go for the Carolina Reaper. It's like a human pepper spray.
Yeah, that would.
Get out of here.
I don't know. But couldn't you with the concrete also use your power for good? You know, you'd like build stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Solve climate change.
I think for me,
Concrete. Concrete solving climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough question, though.
I don't know. I feel like it would also be just hilarious to hit somebody with a blast of concrete and just watch.
It's like,
them,
you don't
like,
know what I have. Boom. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Next one. Have a magic carpet that only works for you, or have the ability to turn into a bird, any type of bird.
I feel like that isn't even a question for me. I want to be a bird so badly.
Really?
Yeah.
A bird?
Yeah.
Bird?
Because the carpet, I don't know about like the comfort of that, and being like high in the sky, you probably get cold. But birds, you know, they have all the natural.
All right, let's upgrade this thing. No. What if it's a carpet? What if it's a carpet that offers heat?
Oh.
Air conditioning?
Snacks?
Snacks?
Oh.
But there's no additional physical design added to it. So it's just still flat. But like for some reason you feel kind of warm, but it's just like magically giving you that. Let's say it has those kinds of abilities. Same as a car, but just flat.
Okay.
And let's say we can have it as big as you want, the carpet.
But there's no passenger capacity. It's just you.
It only works on you, meaning if you're on it and if you have someone else, it would still work because you're on it. So, you know, it'd be perfect for like a date. Be like, yo, come on my vehicle. And she's like, what? And it's like, it's a carpet. It's a carpet.
You thought I had a Tesla. No.
No. I got a carpet.
Yeah. But birds, you could really mess with people with being a bird.
Yeah, but any what if someone has
bird?
A net and you just like catch it with a net? Yeah. And then you turn back into human and you're like, yo, I'm back.
That's
true. I wouldn't want to get like hunted.
Yeah, these ones
something.
Are tough, huh?
Yeah.
Now that I've learned more about the carpet, I might be tempted to switch.
Yeah.
Because I'm like still experiencing flying, but I'm still a human, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. All
right. Never feel the sensation in eating delicious foods or never feel butterflies in your stomach again.
Dark one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to go with the food. I need the love, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm with you.
Yeah. The food is, although I get great amounts of happiness from food, wow. The butterflies, how do you even fall in love? Right?
Without the, I guess you just got to get those food together.
You got to get that feeling in.
Yeah. I feel like I would go for, yeah, the food. Like, I could survive eating some gruel.
Mm.
But, yeah.
But constantly, though?
Well, is it like you're just not tasting it, or you just don't, it just doesn't make you...
You know when you're, like, craving a burger, and you take that first bite, and you can, like, taste that crunchiness of the lettuce, and the juiciness of the tomato, and that fresh meat smell covered up with that soft bun? None of that. You just eat a burger, and you're like, that's it.
It's just like
cardboard. It's just like any other food. You don't feel nothing, you don't... No, the cravings don't go away, like, none of that.
Oh, the cravings don't go away.
Yeah, there is no cravings. Yeah, you just eat a food. You just eat the food.
Yeah. I would take away the food.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Have unlimited supplies of Starbucks water bottles, but it all has to be one design. Or have an unlimited supply of black ink for your printer.
Wait. What, Starbucks sells water bottles?
Yeah, they sell like those. I think they're water bottles. Yeah, they're like the
okay, yeah.
What is it called? Like,
or a reusable?
Yeah, like
cup.
Oh,
like there's other designs too. So that's why I said like you can choose any one, but whatever you choose, you'll get unlimited supplies of that.
I feel like both of these have like black market opportunities.
Yeah, Black ink. I don't really print stuff that much.
Mm.
I'd probably start printing really cool stuff though.
Yeah.
I would, you know those like flyers that get posted around campus that are like your professors are aliens?
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? I would just start printing like so many of those.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Let's finish off with one more and then we'll end off training time here. Have the ability to give someone a beard or bald them. So you snap your finger and they have like a full grown beard.
Yeah.
Or you snap your finger and their hair starts falling off. But in the way you want. In the way you want. So it's like, oh, I only want a bald spot right 2 inches above the ear. Boom. It's right off.
So it's just like instant, insane
instant.
Cut.
Yeah.
Like,
you're talking with them. Oh, it just falls off. Like a chunk of it.
Could you also like give them
and then if you just snap your fingers, they got a full beard. Whatever color you want to. Brown, red, dark gray, turquoise. He's got a full beard.
Definite beard for me. I think beard? Like giving beards are cool.
You're like, I don't like you. Boom, a beard.
No, it would make them just, you know, cooler.
Oh, okay. You're a nice friend.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people would get mad if they had a beard because then if they don't really like it, they could shave it off. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but the one snap and you just
I mean hair doesn't grow back as easily.
Yeah, no, personally I would really want a beard. I feel like I can rock a beard because I have like a baby face, so I think a beard would kind of make me more manly.
If I did have the power, I would
give me a beard right now.
Yeah.
We'll let you know if
yeah
eventually develops.
You better let me know. But yeah, I hope you guys had a lot of fun. This is what it's like to be on air. For those of you who need to do any tech training, please sign up. I believe it's on the CITR website on a spreadsheet. I believe the best, they're all great trainers, but Jeff is particularly pretty good. And that's me. Okay, I hope you guys had a wonderful time here. I hope you guys all have a successful time building up what you want for your show. And if you do, everyone go ahead and listen. So, we'll end off right here. I hope you guys all have a lovely day, and I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
finding something in the cracks. One of the things I've noticed I'm actually good at. The joke may be on me, but I'm the one who laughs, and I find it funny how that makes you so mad. If I kill me. Sunlight in the moments when the clouds are passing through.